Greetings in Jesus' name on this 29th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 68 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful bluebird sunny conditions. And it's a wonderful Wednesday, top of the morning. Talking to you today, grateful to God for His many blessings upon our life, and looking forward to the meeting tonight. Believing God for a wonderful meeting, a powerful meeting, a meeting where the Spirit of God moves among us, and we're able to sense His stirring. I've been studying here this morning in my Bible in Acts chapter number 25 and chapter number 26, and my heart is overwhelmed as I prepare for the meeting tonight at our local church. Also, we're going to have a little bit of a time away today and rest our bodies as we've been working very hard. My mother-in-law and father-in-law are up visiting from North Carolina, and we're going to take a little cruise around the ocean, look at some lighthouses, and have a wonderful day. We'll prepare our hearts and be ready for the meeting tonight and asking God to move. And certainly, I hope that you're prepared to go to the house of God tonight and be a part of all that He's doing. I was supposed to go get the airplane today, but He called and said it'd be tomorrow. And so, God willing, the Cessna 310 will be back in home port here at our hangar and Sanford Regional Airport to Sierra Foxtrot Mike and preparing for the upcoming missions. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in Acts chapter number 26 and verse number 2, where our writer is able to testify before Agrippa. And he simply says this, "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews." It was a happy day in the life of the Apostle Paul when he could stand before King Agrippa and share about the marvelous grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in his life, who previously he would say of himself, "I was a persecutor." This is Paul saying, testifying here, "I was a persecutor. I was one that persecuted people all the way to their death. He said, "I ought to thought it was right to do many things contrary to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "Which thing also I did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them." He further testifies. He said, "I punished them oft in every synagogue. I compelled them to be blasphemed." He would sit before Christians and he would mock them and make fun of them and compel them to blaspheme the name of Christ. And he, being exceedingly mad against them, "I persecuted them all the way to strange cities." And he continues to think himself happy as he testifies before King Agrippa. "But at midday," he says, "but at midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me." And simply, who did he see? He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord answered, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." Oh my, it was Jesus that arrested Paul's soul there on the road to Damascus. And he is testifying before King Agrippa, and he is thinking himself happy in the midst of all of this. And now the application, dear friend. When was the last time that we paused and began to go through great detail in our life about the conversion of our souls? When was the last time that we reviewed the time that the Spirit of God arrested our soul and brought us to a place of understanding that we needed the Lord? When was the last time that we thought ourselves happy with all the goodness of our great God that He's done in our life? What an amazing chapter in the Word of God, a chapter that testifies of the goodness and grace of our great God. I hope and pray today that the Lord would speak to us like only He can. I hope and pray today that the Lord will do that mighty work in our hearts where we'll come to an understanding. Oh, I think myself happy. Oh, bless the Lord today, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.